American Cattle News, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
I mean, we wouldn't think about not giving our child his childhood vaccines.
That's Dennis Metzger with Superior Livestock Auction, which brings the cattle market to the buyer via satellite. He's talking about adding value to the cattle before it's sold. And one area is a sure focus on vaccinations.
Well, there's more than one way to add value to cattle. Not only do we add value in terms of genetics and weighing conditions and slides, but the most important part and the first part of adding value to any product, despite whether it's an all-natural or a GAP or just a conventional, is vaccination programs. And at Superior, we have VAC-24, VAC-34, VAC-45 programs. We created those programs at the beginning of Superior some 30 years ago. And those are programs where we get a modified live vaccine in those cattle at least a couple rounds before they leave the ranch. And it gives some buyer confidence and also increases greatly the potential of those cattle not getting sick on the other end.
Of course, vaccinations give that calf more strength and more potential to develop.
Right, and it's no different than, I mean, we wouldn't think about not giving our child his childhood vaccines. Cattle's the same way. They need vaccines to protect them against various potential problems.
And Metzger comments on the importance of age and source of the cattle.
You know, years ago it was really important. It kind of went away when Japan changed from a 20 to a 30-month age frame. We may see that come back into play here with China possibly coming back on board. That's supposedly one of the early stipulations that they're putting on cattle. So that may have some added value, but still, in last year's records at our place, age and source cattle still had a $2.60 premium as compared to cattle that were non-age and source verified. So
now Metzger comments on how producers can help reduce the chance for lower prices.
As producers, if we put ourselves in a position to produce the best product we can, whether it's through genetics and vaccine programs and the time frame that we market those cattle, if we put ourselves in the position to take advantage of it when it is there and hopefully minimize a lower price, I always tell all my customers, you know, we may not always get them sold at the high of the market, and that's one of the beauties of the video, is we can forward contract cattle in a competitive bidding system. We can sell cattle today for fall delivery, so we've got that luxury.
I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.